Once a month, I like to touch base with the Star Valley Arts Council, and Director of the Arts Council, Tim Hale, is joining us live over the phone this morning. Good morning, Tim. You staying warm and dry today?
Yeah, a good snowy morning to you, Duke. Yeah, I'm warm, dry. Haven't had to do any shoveling yet, but it's mounting. I can see it out my window, so I may be out there after the call.
I refuse to shovel at this point. I think it's I'm done. It's over. Tim, we appreciate you joining us to give us an update with the Star Valley Arts Council and how things are looking. Of course, a lot of stuff being changed, rescheduled, postponed, or all out canceled. And I wanted to get what the latest is from the Star Valley Arts Council and some of the events you had up and coming. I know you had some events that kind of fell into your lap, per se. And are those in question now? What's the latest there?
Yeah. It's definitely been heartbreaking on so many levels, you know, with the coronavirus affecting just about every aspect of our lives. And certainly the Arts Council isn't untouched, since obviously every event we do involves people sitting 6 inches from each other and, kind of packed in auditoriums and whatnot. So, yeah, we've obviously had to cancel some things. We had Richard Dowling scheduled. He's a concert pianist. He was going to be here at the end of the month. Had to cancel that. And obviously, you know, we team up with you guys with Swift Idol Live and had to kind of push that back a bit and change that a little. So anyway, it's been too bad, but we're kind of taking things a month at a time here. So we already had kind of the month of May pretty much off from our schedule. And then we've got some things going in June, kind of later June. So we're cautiously optimistic that event will work out. That's kind of end of June. I won't say what it is just to not get people's hopes up, but we're looking forward to that. In the meantime, we've basically been writing grants. This has kind of been grant writing season for us, kind of during our sort of off season, sort of the March, April time. And so we've put in several grants, one with the Wyoming Arts Council, another with the Laura Jane Musser Fund, which also serves, it's a grant that serves small rural communities in their arts programs. So we're really optimistic about those. Good way to get funding for whatever the program's going to look like this coming season.
Okay. Tim Hale again, Director of the Star Valley Arts Council, joining us today on the Weekday Wake Up. Something cool that the Arts Council is doing is you have... the Wyoming Arts Council, I should say, has announced a $500 support grant for artists. Tell us about this.
Yeah, just a nice little nod, I thought, to artists across Wyoming. It's basically any artist, whether you're a performing artist, fine artist, they're basically saying, hey, you know, we understand that you've probably had concerts that have canceled, you were going to perform that, or your artwork that was going to be on display, or artwork that's just not being sold, that you're typically selling in a gallery or something like that. So the Wyoming Arts Council is offering a $500 support grant to any artist. There's an application involved, but it's not very complicated. It's a nice way to get, to get a little extra funding to kind of tie us over the virus kind of does its thing for a time here. So, yeah, nice thing. And actually, the Wyoming Arts Council just announced a few days ago that they also have it's basically a I think they call it kind of a fellowship program. That's up to $3,000 that artists can apply for as well. More rigorous of an application, but something that artists in our community can take advantage of as well. So they can go to the Wyoming Arts Council website and learn more about those programs.
Tim Hale, Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. Tim, thanks for your time. Anything we missed?
Oh, well, we can just touch some real quick highlights on what our season might look like. This, of course, is a contingent upon, us being able to get together at different concert venues and things like that. But our season is taking shape, and we need to have it in place in order to apply for these grants. So just a quick little teaser here. We are planning to bring back Montana Shakespeare in the Park. That's slated for the end of July. We're bringing in a a cello, violin, and piano trio called Trebelle. That'll be in September. We're teaming up with Rotary for their Oktoberfest. I'm going to do working on bringing a band in there. We're looking at our Stars in the Valley concert in December. BYU, we're going to work with BYU to bring in another big performing group in January. And then our Three Rivers Youth Chorus will have a performance in the winter. So that gets us up through January with those six shows or so. And then we've got some more coming in the spring. So we're excited and hopeful that with the grants and with the hopefully the virus getting maintained, we can put together a great season for everybody.
Fantastic. And, of course, they can follow the updates at starvalleyarts.org. That's, again, Tim Hale, Director of the Star Valley Arts Council. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it.